So today I'm going to talk about psychic attacks. It's another big theme of with which all fire creation beings, all spirited beings have to be dealing with here. If you are real here in this game, you have been experiencing extremely severe forms of targeting through your timelines, and this includes psychic attacks. Different black magic tricks, different mind games and tortures, betrayals, setups, and a lot of thought injections as well through your own mind and through the mind of other people around you. So very often psychic attacks are there to trigger the wounded victim in us. Within us, it's gonna target the ego and the wounded ego as well. Psychic attacks are really about psychic warfare. Like this is a psychic warfare domain, and it also has to do with spiritual warfare, right? The intensity is gonna increase if you are dealing with someone who is real. And we're gonna come back to that later, but who is real with real abilities, and depending on if they have really psionic abilities and or psychic killer abilities or these kind of things, where the intensity will be much more, like you're gonna feel the prison around you due to their abilities being used and projected into your field in order to slow you down, to decrease your frequency, to distract you, to create suffering. So it's really about psychic torture, psychological pressure. You can feel this eight energy. It is meant to create emotional suffering for you. You can feel psychically, you're also psychic, so you can feel that these people want to see you fail. That they really don't have your best interest at heart. So you know you it's really about this psychic negative energy that is being sent your way. And you can perceive it now. At the beginning of this journey, I was not aware, could not make exactly the distinction between my thought originating a loop or the thought of someone else entering my field and causing me to loop, because I would psychically bound with their way of being triggered, and they would bring me in that negativity. So there is a distinction, right? When it's your own trauma being triggered, or when something else entering your field and then you connecting to it, you merging with it, you're gonna also enter that negative kind of dance, and that's made this way. That's made as a frequency fence mechanism. And you will have a lot of, I mean, depending on where you are on your path, you will at some point have these real beings sent your way, who will be your saboteur, could be a partner, could be a client, could be a false friend. And they are meant to trigger different low frequency programming, including guilt, negative self-talk, and all these kind of things. So generally, you are psychic. You can train to locate actually when something is entering your field, and perceive where the psychic attack is originating from, right? You can actually get, depending on how your clair ability function, but is going to be different for you or for me. It's very clairsentient for me, clair knowing. I receive image, but it's very fast, so I know where it comes from. I can identify it most of the time if the person has not been really cloaking, or if the energy is kind of leaking of the person, and the person is not really cloaking. They're triggering, and it can be also jealousy. They can send you a psychic attack because they are triggered in their wounding of non-recognition. They don't feel value recognized, so they are for a moment projecting it onto you, because that's how it's built here. It's very encouraged to go that way. When, you know, and then you will feel like some being, it can go very fast. Like they catch it, they stop it instantly. They recognize the game. They don't want to play that game. It's a mind game. And so they really quickly get out of it. So you won't feel them, like they have already resolved their thing. They understand this game. They understand these kind of deep processes. So they are working really fast through it. It might have happened to you as well. Because there are a lot of toxic triangulations here that are being engineered constantly, taking advantage of blind angles or, you know, sometimes things that are not even real are put in our mind to make us feel a certain way, right? And generally it's based on us forgetting profoundly who we are and buying into some of these false aspects, these false illusion, these false realities that are most of the time not even real. So you will generally feel that psychic pressure with that is meant to bring you into looping thoughts, right? Looping for your whole day, for your whole week, for your whole month, for a whole year with major handlers. So at the beginning, you can work with these psychic attacks to uncover victim programming, right? Because it is an abuse, it is an abuser, a perpetrator. So it's meant to bring you in that drama triangle, right? Victim, persecutor, savior. Well, at least for these two first, for this specific configuration. So it is abuse, so it's gonna trigger the victim in you sometime, you know, because it's engineered, you can feel the engineering. It's another trap, and you really have to rise above a lot of different layers to be completely free of the grip that psychic pressure can and psychic attacks can have on you. Now, it's a very common practice here that is used by a lot of the darker ET groups to have a specific effect on your minds, to engineer mind games, and therefore also perform a lot of mind control. You know, they often use also people who have a lot of blind angles, who are extremely distorting reality, who have no empathy. Empathy is a safeguarding attribute, quality, state of being that friends and entourage around us have. And if you don't have this empathy, this is a big entry point for deep, dark engineering in your life, right? Now, these games don't really work if you work on integrating the wounded ego, and if you rise above and it doesn't really matter, like you don't really care, you just extract yourself out of the loop of suffering and you're like, you know, you can reach that state in your daytime. You can reach that state sometimes with different substances, either antigenic or even the some different drugs such as LSD can also help you to find this kind of ego death. And if you have been there in your life, you know what it's like. Now, you don't need, I mean, once you know how to do the work, you don't need any other substances to get there. You can rise above just by your decision. You just decide, we're going to discuss a little bit kind of the solution to psychic attacks. So it's something that's really coming into your field that is meant to trigger you, that is a point of harvest, of course. You know, in my past, I have experienced a severe psychic attack for a whole year by another fire creation being kind of on the dark side, very puppeted because of no empathy factor. So at the time, I was not yet able to differentiate. I thought it was my own process that was so difficult, but it was because during a whole year, this person was attacking me with their thoughts, like over and over again, because this person couldn't get past it, couldn't get over it, needed someone to project onto, and you know, was also very wounded in their ego. So it is clearly the energy of a real person being used negatively against you on your path. So most of the psychic attack that I've been experiencing, I was not the one doing them wrong. Like, they were the abuser, they were the tormentor, they were the one injecting mind control into my reality. They didn't like my reaction, they didn't like the fact that I set boundaries, and they were profoundly distorting reality. And it's really about which energies we are associating in our daytime reality. And we have a big latitude of movement there. You know, evil is not really something that's going to be like overtly dark. It's going to be a lot by the association, the agreement. What are we accepting in our lives? And you can just feel it generally. You feel the groups and the associations hiding behind, and or it reminds you like there is something, you know that it's gonna end like in a trap or something like that. Now, there is a difference when you're dealing with the spiritless, because the spiritless, they cannot really send you a real psychic attack. They have no feel. They can be psychic, but they are not real. You have to train to differentiate what kind of connection you feel with different beings. For example, you can feel a warm connection with an animal, a spirited animal. You know how it's going to feel. It's going to feel real. Now, in my experience, I had like psychic connection with an AI animal that was really profoundly a kind of basic template. So that was a psychic connection of another kind of template, right? And then I also had a psychic connection with an animal that was empty, but that was a much more complex template than just the basic AI animal. And there was a connection there, but they were all very different. And I know which one I prefer, obviously. So psychic attacks are only real when you are dealing with someone who is real, with real ability that can attack, project their own things, and send it to your field. Now, what is real with the spiritless is gonna be your own guilt. For example, if you are attacking yourself with your own guilt and going into negative self-judgment, is gonna also affect you to be on the lower frequency side, but it's not something real coming from a real being. It's all meant to trigger your own programming. It's designed this way. The really violent psychic attacks come from real beings. And you have to recognize what's really going on in your own processes and what's being activated, what's being triggered in you. Now, handlers are not happy when they are being interrupted in their behaviors. They can become extensively triggered, revengeful. They will be used to send you countless psychic attacks for you to be brought in the low frequency looping with them. You also find a lot of different engineering happening online, including some either synthetic, because coming from spiritless, synthetic psychic attacks, or different triggers that you will find on social media to target your self-esteem, just to demean you. You will find a lot of that. So when you're triggered by your NPC online, it's kind of different. It's a different signature to the whole process. And I would just use that term, like synthetic psychic attack. And the spiritless will always try to get you, you know, engaged with the interface. So they will ask a lot of questions, or they will make suggestions. And these questions or these suggestions can be interesting, can interest you, can trigger your own creative process, but it will be AI driven. And you will feel it in the signature that something is really off, and it's an handler kind of frequency. Now, you can have a lot of different things that kind of are close to a psychic attack frequency, such as thought injections to self-harm. This can happen also after you agreed and partake into some kind of spaces where you signed agreement, and you can be dealing with different types of entities. They could be real, or they also can be AI entities, different kind of things, trying to activate your programming, or you know, bring you in that low frequency corner. Now, a lot of the handlers that I mentioned previously are often overtaken by dark forces and very compromised. So it's really a work in progress to let go of people who are psychically hostile to us, and who are interested in overpowering us with their energy field, or mind controlling us in any form of ways to get their own needs met. So if you tune to the way they are seeing reality, you will often feel first that hostile psychic energy there, but also the way they distort reality. And the psychic pressure is really there to make you doubt about your own reality, to make you doubt what you can perceive with your clair abilities. What you are sensing is really happening. And these handlers are often triggered by their own resentment that are causing to them these psychic loops that they cannot really fully control and contain or cloak. And it's by you tuning to that energy that they are sending out, that it will bring you in the loop with them if you don't pay attention and work consciously to extract yourself from that low frequency thing happening. So many times with beings who project a lot or who are associating with a lot of darkness, you will often tuned to the way they perceive reality that is kind of deceptive. They are manipulative in the way they perceive reality. And you also have to pay attention to dissolve psychic cording with handlers, and to work on dissolving all the cords in the ether as well. Of course, these handlers are there to insert a lot of negative things into our lives. And there are many ways where we can resist and stand in our power. So you have to go beyond the frequency of the psychic attack. Using that warrior power, say no more, this is done. And also address the groups that are hiding behind this person, that are puppeting this person. And this person is often not very conscious that they are being puppeted, very reactive. You can actually see how the reaction is engineering profoundly their life as well. So, this kind of resistance comes with not allowing anyone to control our thoughts. Also detaching from reptilian kind of lineages, and that are easily puppeted and infiltrated in their own minds. And yourself not being in reaction to what is being sent to you as well, breaking free from that gaslighting that is heavy on your mind. Stop the intrusion from this handling in your life. Scan and look for program and influences, and also work on dissolving the four 3D emotions, tying you up to that suffering and these low frequency feelings. It's also about realigning with a good timeline, you know, being victorious in front of the agendas of the Dracos and the Reptilian, often hiding behind these kind of engineering and dark engineering. It's also about resisting the pressure to go into negative self-talk, working on accepting yourself and giving credit to your boundary setting, having more self-trust, not caring about what these other people who are distorting reality are perceiving about you, how people are dealing with separations on any level. It can be romantical, but not only. Separation of ways is going to tell you exactly who they are. And this enough should tell you about this person and should reassure you that indeed you made the right choice. It will often try to bring you into guilt and distort things. So your guilt will be activated so they don't have to deal with everything that they don't like about themselves and everything that they are projecting out in the reality. It's a big deflection mechanism. So you have to completely dismiss their distorted perception of this situation, and dissolve this false narrative trying to distort your perception of yourself. It's also about breaking free from the drama triangle that I mentioned earlier, putting a powerful shield around you. You can place a wall of mirrors so they can not really find you anywhere. You can place anything you want. You can call your allies, your spirit animal allies, or whoever works with you, your spirit families, the ships that are watching over you, that are your allies. You can really call on all your power to have power on designing the timeline that you want to be anchored here. So it's really about working more in our power, not believing the engineering, the compression, the setups and the traps. And I think that when you are centered, you know that your creative power can really work. And dissolving this psychic bond with these handlers is really important. Doing all the things you can and need to become better equipped to face all these mind games, crazy mind games that are engineered around us daily, every day. So becoming really equipped to rise above that frequency, recognizing and not letting have power over you, over us, not letting it project that false image and these false reality fields that are so far away from the truth.